Title: Weekly Web Wrap-Up, March 25, 2016. Content: Welcome to Shepherd Mullin's Weekly Web Wrap-Up, a quick list of the past week's top news in the social media, gaming, and virtual goods and currencies industries curated by Social Media and Games team. Here are some of the stories that we've been reading. Streaming services fight for compulsory licenses to stream copyrighted content rages on. Another federal judge has held that streaming services don't qualify for a compulsory license under the Copyright Act's Section 111. The Copyright Act gives traditional cable service providers like Comcast automatic access to broadcasters' content. What's in a name? Would that which we call VR by any other name still modify reality? VR techniques are now applied in the developing fields of augmented reality and mixed reality. But few agree on clear, concise definitions for AR and MR or how they differ from VR. Here's a simple, useful guide to reality's products. Sony vies for cord cutters' attentions with expanded PlayStation Vue TV. Earlier this month, PlayStation Vue launched nationwide, adding ESPN and additional Disney-owned channels to its lineup. Here are the details. March Madness, Super Bowl, and fantasy football pools in the workplace. Office sports pools have become ingrained in American work culture. But there are some legal risks that might make this a gamble for employers. Esports Hero expanding into competitive pro gaming space. Startup Esports Hero has raised $1 million in financing to expand its real money cash tournament service. Categories: fantasy sports, gaming, virtual reality, weekly web wrap-up. As seen in Insights, Game Council.